परिप्रागल काज सतन सतस्मान भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुवा की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय। रामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद शिव चैत गदाधर स्वाधारि गौ भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ स्वाम कुंज राधा कुंज गिरि गोधन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय।
You can speak to anyone. आखिर जाए बैठिए सर बैठ लोट मैं देर मेरा हो तो कई स्टेट के साथ वही होता है प्लीज सीधा बहुत अच्छी तरह आप रोजाना इधर छिपा करके आइएगा मैं आपसे हिंदी खूब अच्छी तरह से बात इधर मैं अभी 3 महीना का सत्संग सोमवार बुधवार और शुक्रवार शाम को 7 बजे से 9 बजे आप कृपा करके आइए लोग आने तो अभी आप चले जाइएगा अच्छी बात भी रहिए ठीक है कोई बात नहीं ठीक है आप लोग आइएगा एक और
that's real. Through the mercy of the spiritual master, and only in this way can we be lifted out of this ocean of birth and death? So that's why we should be free every day. It's just a matter. And then our faith will be free every day. Because it is only His mercy. Krishna consciousness, we are trying to get engaged somehow actively to serve Lord Krishna. We have always tendency to activity, feeling, to various objects, affection, and more often than not, all these activities, feelings, are in place. So we don't know where to place our affection so they will not be frustrated. In order to have some beginning on this way of learning what is the true object of affection, we must come into contact with some source of true feeling, true affection, true knowledge. And it is only if we find some person who incorporates, who embodies all the true qualities of the human soul manifested. Only if we find such a person, and we place our affection in such a person, and then, by submissively following their indications, we can also slowly remedy our crippled position. At first, if we come to Krishna consciousness, we are mainly interested in stopping our own suffering. Feel that we are so frustrated. We are suffering from so many frustrations, ignorance, disease, mental, wrong equilibrium. We're suffering from our wrong relationships with other people. So we want to stop these sufferings as far as we're concerned. And when we find some merciful person, such as a spiritual master, in whom we can place our trust, then our life begins to become more meaningful again. So we want to stop suffering, first of all, from ourselves. But the spiritual master shows us something that's even better than just stopping our own suffering. He tells us that the suffering condition is due to ignorance. And once this ignorance is removed, there's not only alleviation of suffering, but there is real, true, active, spiritual existence. And in the spiritual existence, again, we can have no knowledge because we are so completely bound up in our own senses. We are so completely bound up trying to solve our own problems, and these problems are petty, they're on the material, limited level, that we cannot even catch a glimpse or spiritual existence. But if we meet some person who has not only realized the voidness of material existence, but also is living in every manifested way the fullness of spiritual existence, the fullness of Krishna consciousness, then we also can have, through the mercy of the spiritual master, some knowledge of this spiritual engagement. As a matter of fact, we could not abandon our wrong false engagement if we didn't have some better engagement. So, spiritual Master is also fully engaged in the spiritual plane. Every one of his activities has nothing to do with the conditions of material laws, nature, action, and reaction. The merciful activity of the spiritual master is to show us by every gesture the spiritual manifestation of existence. And the spiritual manifestation of existence is such that the devotee of Krishna, having attained the love of Krishna and having attained the happiness of knowledge of Krishna, is not satisfied only to keep this for himself. The pure devotee of Krishna wants that everyone should have benefits and that everyone would be engaged on the true spiritual plane. Everyone would be engaged in Krishna consciousness. The pure devotee is not interested in finishing his own suffering. He's not doing anything for himself. He is only interested in serving Krishna. And even more than just doing what Krishna requires, he would like that everybody would become Krishna conscious.
That anyone, everyone can bring to him. You can do that.
Spiritual preceptor, spiritual friend,
and such a humble servant that he wants nothing for himself, but simply our spiritual advancement. Oh, my dear Lord, you are so kind that you are my constant companion in your name. It is only by a personal example that we can truly realize the knowledge that has been handed down from Vedic scriptures. It is only, we can read these scriptures, a lot of people do, the Vedanta societies or so on, they read the knowledge, but it is only by a personal example that we can understand how it works in the practical field. And this is why our spiritual master is so important to us, because we cannot spend one moment without acting. It says in the Bhagavad Gita that every man has natural propensities to act, and he is constantly active, so that while we act, while we must act, we must know how to act, and therefore we need the guidance of the spiritual master who tells us how to act, and we watch him, and we can see how he acts, how he gets up, how he stands, how he moves his hands, how he talks, and most of all, how he worships Krishna himself. Only by his guidance can we act in this way.
Thanks. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Chinamine. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Swami Bhakti Vedanta, who is very dear to Krishna on this earth, having taken shelter of his loving feet. The spiritual master, the true spiritual master, somebody who gives you something that you really need, somebody who tells you something that you didn't know before, and somebody who shows you something that you didn't see before. In this case, I guess you could say it's really a stranger coming from a far land with exotic gifts. Somebody who just turned up in New York one day, out of the clear blue, and brought us something that we didn't have before. He showed us what we didn't know, but what was there, which we couldn't have done by ourselves. Because people are basically stupid and have to be shown. People think that they can get to everything by themselves, that they can find out what the truth is, where the pleasure of life really is, and where happiness really is, but this is not so. We have to be shown. We have to be shown by one who already knows. We have to be introduced to God, the one who is already on very close terms with him. And a person like this is very hard to find. But you can tell when you meet somebody like this I don't know how you can tell, but you know the attraction is irresistible. Because the spiritual master, the true spiritual master, is a personification of the grace of Krishna. And the attraction to the spiritual master is normal. It's natural because we're attracted to what the spiritual master has for us. So by his very presence and just by his being, by the things he says, those of us who are fortunate enough to have come in close contact with the true spiritual master have been attracted to him.
Bhaktivedanta, who is so dear to Krishna on this earth, having taken shelter of his lotus feet. When I first saw Swami, it was in New York when the temple first opened, and I was so foolish that I thought, it's just an old man, what could he possibly know? And so I went away. But Krishna was so kind that a year later, he frustrated every attempt at enjoying this material world, this material nature. And he brought me to the temple somehow or other. And at that time, Swamiji was in California. But the devotees were so, had so much grace that Swamiji's presence wasn't even required. That the spiritual master, Swamiji, is so magnanimous. He's like touchstone that all these boys in New York had become so full of grace that myself, I was able to appreciate it and think, oh, these boys are so nice. And how much nicer could the spiritual master be? He must be so wonderful that I simply stayed. Oh, this is nice. I didn't have much intelligence. I didn't even know that it was God that I was looking for. I just wanted to feel nice. So, oh, these boys are feeling so nice, so let me stay here. And then as I learned, oh, this is just like what I learned when I was a little boy about God. The same thing, it's not any different. And same old thing. But by Krishna's grace, he gave me the intelligence to see that, yes, there's no way you can go on without God. You can think that way, but actually, it's simply miserable. So, by the grace of the spiritual master, my eyes have been opened. And I feel that all of us, all of our eyes have been opened. And we now owe everything to Swamiji. We owe our life, our intelligence, our wealth, our strength, everything. And to try to enumerate or try to glorify the spiritual master, I'm sitting here trying, but it's difficult. And I know, I'm feeling that the only way to really glorify the spiritual master is to serve him. And no amount of words can say how wonderful he is. That feeling, that blissfulness of the spiritual master, that the beauty of the spiritual master, the greatness of the spiritual master can be experienced by service. Thank you.
Om Agnat Muradasaya.
Vinagina Salakaya Takshush Militain Vina Tashmai Sri Kivay Namah. I who am standing in darkness give my humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, who has come to me and forced me to open my eyes. This mantra is very nice. As it shows, we have no ability ourselves to attain the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. The spiritual master comes to us. He not only shows us the Supreme Lord, but he forces us to ask ourselves several questions. Those questions being, who am I? Where do I come from? Where am I going? The Christians have a holiday they call Christmas, and they celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And in the Bible, there's a passage reading that the Lord so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And this means that Krishna loves the fallen living entities so much that he desires nothing for the living entities except to have them back. And so the living entities may return to Krishna. By his mercy, he gives his Son. He gives the pure devotee to the living entities so that the pure devotee may show the living entities the way back to Krishna. This is what we have to thank Krishna for. Not for any material contamination which we may acquire. We don't thank Krishna for this. What we have to thank Krishna for is the pureness of the spiritual master. And we thank the spiritual master for his mercy. We thank the spiritual master for everything he gives us. We thank the spiritual master for our very lives. The song he is singing, the eternal song of God, is the blood rushing through our veins. I could sit here and just go on and on thanking the spiritual master for everything, but I couldn't begin to really thank him. I could sit and think how to thank the spiritual master, but I couldn't even begin to think how to thank him. Thank you, brother.
Goshen.
I would also like to say that I have no ability or no capacity to estimate the greatness of Guru Maharaj. I can understand that I was saved from a certain disaster in my own case. And I think similar rescue was given to all of you. The Bhagavad says that in every birth, the living entities can have father and mother, because that's what birth means. There must be father and mother. But only very rarely, the very fortunate living entities have a chance to have the spiritual master in Krishna. So by Krishna's arrangement, all of us have been given this opportunity. It's understood that we've had similar opportunities in the past, and now we're given this chance to really become serious, to really try and understand our position, understand how precarious a position we can put ourselves in by our own foolishness, understand the defects that are inherent in the conditioned souls, to know the four defects: cheating, propensity, imperfect senses, the tendency to be illusion. These tendencies will cloud our minds, so that if we don't have the helping hand of the spiritual master, then we're ready to be destroyed by this threatening material situation. Anyway, I'll simply say again, I haven't got any proper understanding of my own position, of how much I'm indebted to Guru Maharaj, but I'd like to try and offer my respects.
Marvelous.
That he's even present with us in our heart. But from my point of view, the spiritual master is even a dearer thing because he can introduce us to Krishna and reestablish a relationship with that eternal friend. So the more we practice Krishna consciousness through the grace of our spiritual master, the more we realize that Krishna is real. Krishna is a real person. We can have a real, meaningful relationship with Krishna. It's so nice and it's so attractive. So anybody who wants to test this knowledge, Swamiji has brought the simple method, this of chanting of Hare Krishna. And by chanting Hare Krishna, we are associating with Krishna. It's real. All the devotees have experienced this. But just like you go out on the street and you meet somebody, you speak to somebody, so there's some kind of feeling you develop with another person. It has to be a real person to bring out a real feeling inside you. Some people, because they don't have any meaningful relationship or they don't have the relationship with Krishna, or Krishna's representative, then they're trying to find the same relationship with other people, with their families, with their friends. If they can't find it with other people, then they're looking to the animals, to the cats and the dogs. And you can see how people treat their dogs very affectionately. So the feeling is there, but this the affection is there, the love is there. The love is being misplaced. And it's only through the grace of our spiritual master that gradually we're learning where to place our love, and that we're learning that gradually this love is being uncovered. So everybody has, all the devotees have been expressing their gratitude to Srila Prabhupada. So let's offer our humble prayers to Lord Krishna, that we may be better able to serve the spiritual master.
You want to speak?
Om Agyana Timrandasya Gyana Jan Salakya Chaksu Manitam Janya Tasmi Sri Gravei Nama. I offer my respectful obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, who is the most dear and confidential servitor of the Supreme Lord Krishna. He is always in transcendental ecstasy and always in transcendental association with Govinda and his beloved gopis. Simply by giving loving service to the spiritual master, one can gradually become a fully surrendered soul at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And our spiritual master is so kind that he accepts whatever service anyone is willing to give. He makes no distinction as to great or small. And simply by his acceptance of our services, the Supreme Lord automatically accepts. We are so tiny and so inconceivably limited that there is really no possibility of our doing anything of value. What we are doing is simply given value simply because it is done in the service of His divine grace and because He accepts it. It is not possible for one to lift himself by oneself. It is possible to regain our spiritual existence only by the divine mercy of the spiritual master. And so He is always teaching us constantly in His every action how to become sincere servants of the Supreme Lord. And His mercy is not even conceivable by us. It is more like an unlimited ocean. He is protecting us and caring for us in so many ways, but we're so unfortunate and so foolish that we can't realize it. We can't realize how indebted, eternally indebted, we are to Him. His very presence here is not even barely understandable to us. He's the most valuable jewel in all the universes, and therefore this day is so auspicious, because on this day His divine grace has appeared on this planet for delivering all the fallen souls from this wretched material incarceration onto the platform of spiritual existence of loving service to the Supreme Lord. Therefore, we all offer our most humble obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, who has opened our shut eyes and dispelled our ignorance by the torchlight of knowledge. And by the mercy of His lotus feet, He has so kindly engaged us in His holy service. So we all thank Him for appearing on this planet and bringing to us, this most unworthy creatures, the greatest gifts, love of God.
Tavakara kamala bade na kamabhuta singam dalita iranikashipu tanu bringam. Keshava Drita Nara Hari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Swamiji has taught us this prayer, and it's a prayer for the health of the spiritual master. In this case, it's a prayer to Lord Nisringa. And we always try and pray for Swamiji's health, because we want him to be with us here as long as possible. Swamiji is so dear to us, and here we are, all of us sitting here trying to express this feeling that we have. So please take it as being very serious and important. It's important because it has some benefit. Everyone is looking after some perfection. And the 20 of us, or the 25 of us, would say that we've found it. So where else can you find a room full of people that say, yes, I have found the perfection of life? The perfection is in our relationship with our spiritual master and in following his teachings. His main teaching to us is to chant Hare Krishna and to be happy. Everyone is looking for some mercy from others in this age of Kali. It's very rare that you find it. But Swamiji is all merciful. He instructs us to chant, which is the recommended method for self-realization for this age. And then he tells us to be happy. And he's our our most dear well-wisher. As a matter of fact, he's our only well-wisher. So this day is very auspicious. And we all pray that Swamiji will stay with us. Even after his disappearance, he'll still be with us in his teachings and in our hearts. But it's such a glorious thing that we have him now in our eyes.
Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Priyajitaha. In devotional service and loving service through Swamiji to Lord Krishna is the only bliss, the only knowledge that we can attain. I'm offering my respectful obeisances to our whole family of Vaishnava Acharyas for handing down Swamiji to us.
Unto Swamiji, who is so kind to take me as his student, even though I am most insincere and so fallen. I'll just tell a story that Swamiji told in San Francisco about one Brahmin who prayed to Lord Shiva to make him rich. And Lord Shiva granted him this request, and he told him to go to Sukadeva Goswami, and that there he would find this richness. And so the Brahmin went to Sukadeva Goswami. Sunatha Goswami. Yes. Excuse me. And he said, Lord Shiva has sent me here. He said that you have something most wonderful. And Sunatha Goswami said, and you want that? And he said, yes, I've come for it. And there was a pile of rubbish. And he told the Brahmin, go in there and you'll find a stone. Bring it. And so the Brahmin went into the rubbish and he found the stone and he brought it. And he was told by Sunatha that this stone, if touched to iron, would turn to gold, the iron to gold. And so the Brahmin was most happy because he thought, oh, now I'll be the richest man in the world. And he went away with this stone. But after a while he returned and he said, you have given me this stone, but I do not think it's the most wonderful thing you have. Or else why would it be in the rubbish, and why would you give it? And so Sunatha Goswami said, oh, you want the most precious thing I have? And the Brahmin said, yes, I have come for that. Oh, throw away the stone, and come and sit down and chant Hare Krishna. And that is what Swamiji has given to us. He came to the United States with perhaps an empty suitcase, but he had so much that couldn't be put into a suitcase. Hare Krishna.
Anyone? What? You want?
Maham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedante Swami Itinamane. The spiritual master is the ocean of mercy, and to his infinite mercy, to the divine and to the grace of Krishna, brought the spiritual master to us. He gives us the first taste of love for Krishna. And through his sincere love of Krishna, which he never forgets Krishna. And through his never forgetting Krishna and always being his faithful servitor, by following his example, we reach to the platform of loving service unto Krishna. And this is the highest perfection. And this is my spiritual master's gift. And because of this, I offer my respectful obeisances unto his divine grace, Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj.
Om Ajnana Timaran Hasya Janan Jana Salakaya Chaksu Militam Yena Tasmi Si Guruve Namah. That is probably a movie which most people have seen. It's called A Wizard of Oz. And in this movie, there's a young girl who goes on a trip. And after the end of the movie, she's asked what she learned on this trip. And she says, I was always looking for something, but I never found it. And now I know why. Because everything I was always looking for was always right in my own backyard. And if it wasn't my own backyard, it wasn't worth looking for anyway. So this is the condition of all living entities, is that they have everything right within themselves, in their own heart, that they have all the capacity for all the knowledge they'll ever acquire in all this world, and right beside them is Krishna. And they're trying to find themselves in...
Spiritual master, it's not that a particular man is spiritual master. Spiritual master is a truth. So, what is that truth? The truth is, samsara-bhava nalini-lokatrana karunna-khanadhanat. The whole world is in the place of material pangs, threefold miseries. And a person who is authorized to deliver people from that material pangs, he is called spiritual master. The example is given in this verse, samsara dāvānala. Dāvānala is the Sanskrit word. The English equivalent is forest fire. Just like in the forest, in this part of the world, there are sometimes forest fire, and government has arrangement to pour water from up. There are so many arrangements. But forest fire, there is a fact. And what is this forest fire? The forest fire, nobody has got any interest to set fire in the forest. But it takes place automatically. And when the forest fire is there, all the animals within the forest, they become so much disturbed. They cannot escape. They die, especially the snakes. Because snakes are always envious. So they are first time to be burnt into that forest fire. They cannot go very swiftly. Other tigers and other beasts, they go away. But the snake, they crawl. They cannot get out. Mostly they burn. So this example is given to this materialistic life as forest fire. Because nobody wants any disturbance, but disturbance is created. Actually, I am seeing, since I have come to this part of the world in 1965, so many boys are chased by the government draft board, you see. They belong to the independent nation, and formally they are independent. And where is this nonsense independence? You see? Simply nonsense. There is no independence. But we are thinking, I am independent. Or that nation has become independent. I shall become independent. Just like one of my students, he wanted to be independent anarchist. So these false notions, isms, are going on. People are being misled. You see. Andhagathandri-rupani-yamana. Practical experience. In my country, India, I was also a student of Gandhi. In 1920, I joined the non-cooperation movement and gave up my education. Because Gandhi's program was to boycott the British educational institution. So most of the university students, I was also, I passed my final examination, BA, but I gave up. I did not appear. And I joined this movement. Fortunately, in 1922, I also met my Guru Maharaj, and he, on my first visit, I do not know why, he told that, you should preach this Chaitanya philosophy to the outside world. I replied that we are dependent nation who will hear us. In the world, nobody hears any person who is coming from dependent nation. So we must have, first of all, independence. A young man I was at that time, and I was also misled in so many ways, but my spiritual master saved me. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. So, the spiritual master's duty is to save the living entities who are so much embarrassed by the forest fire. That is the duty of spiritual master. Samsara Dava Nalavir Loka, the whole world is blazing. And just like in the blazing fire of the forest, the animals are going here and there, and some of them are dying. The whole world is like that. And how that blazing fire can be extinguished? You cannot send this fire brigade, or you cannot get some pots of water and try to extinguish that wide fire. It is not possible. Then how to extinguish it? The extinguishing is possible when there is cloud overhead and there is incessant pouring of water. Then the forest fire extinguishes. No artificial means, no scientific means. The fire brigade or this fire extinguisher, we have invented so many things. But when there is forest fire, all these things are nonsense, nothing can be used. The only use means is when there is pouring, incessant pouring of water from the cloud. But that is made of God. That is not in your hand. You cannot produce cloud. Some arrangement of God's arrangement, the cloud is there. Ghanavatpatari. The example is given, charitable just like the cloud. Why this example is given? Then when cloud pours water, it is so sufficient that there is no comparison. But if you want to pour water, a bucket full of water, how long is it? The spiritual master means he must be just like the cloud. How it is possible? It is possible. It is possible in this way, provided he follows the disciplic succession of spiritual master. That is possible. He must inherit the power from the superior source, then it is possible that by his teachings, by his lessons, the forest fire we see burning within our heart, it can be extinguished, and the person who receives such spiritual instruction bona fide, he becomes satisfied. This is the process. So, Sangasaradavanalalilokatranayakarinaganaganatyam prathasakalyanam gunanavasya bandhi gurasri chalayanam. Now, this spiritual master succession is not very difficult. Of course, my students, they offer me so much respect. But all these respects are due to my spiritual master. I am nothing. I am just like peon. Just like peon delivers one letter. He is not responsible for what is written in that letter. He simply delivers. But a peon's duty is that he must sincerely carry out the order of the postmaster and deliver the letter to the proper person. That is it. Similarly, this parampara system is like that. Every one of us should become a spiritual master because the world is in blazing fire. You can give them prasadam. Now, of course, time is very high. So, to understand the spiritual master, a spiritual master is not a new invention, it is simply following the order of the spiritual master. So, all my students present here were feeling so much obliged. I am also obliged to them because they are helping me in this missionary work. At the same time, I shall request them all to become spiritual master. Every one of you should be spiritual master. Next. And what is your duty? Whatever you are hearing from me, whatever you are learning from me, you have to distribute the same in toto without any addition or alteration. Then all of you become the spiritual master. That is the science of becoming spiritual master. Spiritual master is not very, to become a spiritual master is not a very wonderful thing. Simply one has to become sincere soul. That's all. Even parampara pratam nimagadaryo sevapitu. The Bhagavad Gita has said that by disciplic succession, this yoga process of Bhagavad Gita was handed down from disciple to disciple. But in course of time, that disciplic succession is now lost. Therefore, Arjuna, I am teaching you again the same philosophy. So, this is the process. Simply if we, therefore Vedic knowledge is called Shruti. One has to hear it properly, assimilate it, and then practice it in life and please the same thing, then everyone becomes spiritual master. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Hamar Agga Guru Haiya Parashabda Des. My dear disciples, I tell you that you, all of you, become spiritual master simply you carry out my order. That's all. And what is your order? The order is the same. Jare Dakho Dare Kaho Krishna Hodesh. Just like Krishna gave instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. And if you simply place the instruction received from Bhagavad as it is, we are publishing Bhagavad Gita as it is, because in the market there are so many Bhagavad Gita misinterpreted. But that is not the process of presenting Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita should be presented as it is. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is simply said that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. But most books which you have seen in English, they are trying to make minus Krishna. That is their attempt. So what sort of Bhagavad Gita is that? That should not be done. Krishna is the Supreme, you should speak that Krishna is the Supreme. That is the preaching of Bhagavad Gita. So, today is called Vyas Puja. Vyas Puja means the Vyas Dev, Vedanta Vyas, who wrote the Vedic literature, and he is the Supreme Spiritual Master. Because he has given us the spiritual knowledge. Srimad Bhagavatam Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. So this platform is called the seat of Vyas. So spiritual masters should be representative of Vyas. Then the instruction is complete and the benefit is assured. I do not wish to take much of the time. We have now distributed prasadam. And one thing, coincidence. The Vyas Puja means to observe the birthday of the spiritual master. That is called Vyas Puja. And so today, this Nandosab day, fortunately, 73 years ago, I was born in this this date. So this date, Nandosab, is also a very fortunate occasion, because after Krishna's birth, Maharaj Nanda, the father of Krishna, he celebrated a usav, a ceremony, and this day is called Nandosab. So a little I shall speak about Nandosab. Nanda Maharaj, he was a little elderly when Krishna was born. And some of his friends came to congratulate, my dear friend, you have got a son in your old age. And Nanda Maharaj said amongst the friends that, how can you say I'm old? Old man cannot beget a child, I'm a young man. So these things are stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And all the villagers, because you know Vrindavan is a village, a big village, and Nanda Maharaj is the head of that village, Vrindavan. So all the people came to congratulate the child, and this is called Nandosab. So one Brahmin, he has spoken a nice verse in this connection. He said, the Sutimapare, Sutimapare, Bharatamanne Bhavavita. There are different kinds of Vedic literature. Suti, Suti, Mahabharata, Vedanta. So he said, let others read Suti, Vedic literature, Vedanta Sutra and Upanishad, and so many there are in Vedic literature, let others read that. But I have come here, aham yaha si Nandana Vande. I have come to worship Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj. Why? You have left everything and you have come to worship Nanda Maharaj. Jashalinde Parabrahma. Because in his court here, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is crawling, you see. The people are searching after what is God, and God is crawling in his yard. So therefore, I do not find anyone more than Nanda Maharaj, so I offer my respect to Nanda Maharaj. So this is the feeling of the devotees. Generally, those who are followers of speculative process or Jnana Marga, they finally reach to understand that he is one with the Supreme, Absolute Truth. Aham Brahmasmi. But the devotional service is so nice that a devotee is not satisfied that I am one with the Supreme, but by his service he becomes greater than the Supreme. Just like Nanda Maharaj. He is not anxious to become one with God, but he but underwent so great penances that he became the father of God. That is possible. A devotee is so great that he can pay the Supreme Lord as his son. Of course, it is a very subtle science for understanding of spiritual knowledge. So today, Nanda Mahasa is celebrated because the father of Krishna, Rupisan Abhyatma Bhutanam Isrupisan, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, although God is unborn and he is the Supreme, still by love he accepts one of his devotees as his father and appears as his son. So today is a very nice day that Krishna has appeared, the Supreme Lord has appeared as the son of Nanda Maharaj. So there is some arrangement of prasadam on account of Nanda Maharaj, so you can distribute and enjoy. Thank you very much. Chant little Hare Krishna.